A long way below, the waves threw up tall plumes of spray as they crashed against the rock. As a boy, he used to run across this bridge, even in the black of night. "Boys believe nothing can hurt them," his dart whispered. "Grown men know better." The door was grey wood studded with iron, and Theon found it barred from the inside. He hammered on it with a fist, and cursed when a splinter snagged the fabric of his glove. The wood was damp and mouldy, the iron studs rusted. After a moment the door was opened from within by a guard in a black iron breastplate and pot-helm. "You are the son? Out of my way, or you'll learn who I am." The man stood aside. Theon climbed the twisting steps to the solar. He found his father seated beside a brazier, beneath a robe of musty seal skins that covered him foot to chin. At the sound of boots on stone, the Lord of the Iron Islands lifted his eyes to behold his last living son. He was smaller than Theon remembered him, and so gaunt. Balon Greyjoy had always been thin, but now he looked as though the guards had put him in a cauldron and boiled every spare ounce of flesh from his bones, until nothing remained but hair and skin.